The legislative team, speaking at the Southern Peanut Farmers Federation, indicated that the farm bill may get written in the next 10 days, mainly because of balancing budgets and preventing the U.S. from defaulting on loans. A few of the comments included those by Stephen Fincher, a congressman or member of the House from Tennessee. He said that he would prefer to write the new farm bill next spring of 2013, hoping that economic conditions were better and the political climate had improved. Mary Kay Thatcher of the American Farm Bureau Federation said that the budget cutters want agriculture to cut $30 to $40 billion in the next 10 years, which would essentially wipe out direct payments to farmers. She said these cuts may be decided in the next 10 days as they discuss these new budgets. She noted that the Gang of Six budget plan only cut agriculture $11 billion. She predicted that in the next farm bill that the 20 conservation programs administered by USDA will likely be consolidated to try to save money. The big question about the present situation in Washington is who will make the cuts. Will it be the administration? Will it be Congress or the ag committees in the Senate and the House? But right now, she says it could set the farm bill tone as soon as the next 10 days. Ben Mosley of Senator Saxby Chambliss's office said that farmers are willing to do their share in budget cuts, but budget cutters should not treat farmers unfairly because they feed the world. The recent high commodity prices, he said, will hurt negotiations on providing the safety net for agriculture. He noted that agriculture allocations will suffer in the next farm bill since funding is based on baseline budgets, and 37 of the programs will expire, and that leaves no baseline for funding agriculture. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.